Blog Talk Radio.
When life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all your needs. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes. So write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out.
Good evening and welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast on a Thursday evening. Yes, it is Thursday, October the 26th, and I am broadcasting to you live from Central Kentucky. And this is, of course, Stephen Zimmer. And joining me tonight, we have back on the show, helping me in the co-hosting spot, but she is joining us from Indiana tonight, the amazing, the one, the only,
hello,
Metalbeck Harrison. Hello. There you are. Coming through loud and clear. Good to hear you.
I am here.
Yeah, usually
all
you're
way
not
from
far
Indiana.
Away. I know, but tonight it's just an unusual night. Very unusual.
It is very unusual.
Because you've had some work scheduling issues, which is why you haven't been on the show lately, the last few weeks. But hopefully that'll get sorted out very shortly, so you can come back on some of the Wednesdays. But as
we're
you
hoping.
Know, and we have Holly is definitely still in bed. I mean, she has been bedridden. She went to the ER Sunday, and it was turned out they diagnosed a severe bronchitis, and it's just been just like one gauntlet run after another. But she has been literally bedridden the entire week, so that's why we had to cancel yesterday, where we had hoped to do. We were thinking originally of doing like a Halloween special of some kind, because that's, of course, this last show before Halloween. But, yeah, Holly is not able to do it. So we planned something different and awesome for tonight. And I think you're going to love the guests that we're going to be bringing aboard tonight. It's one that Imaginarium folks love, one that Star Chamber folks love. And, yeah, and I know Beck does. So yes, it's good. We're gonna have a great guest just shortly, and chat room is open. Hello to Carol Preflattish. Looks like Moon Dwan Hearn. We just cross posted the episode with him on YouTube. So if you don't subscribe to our YouTube channel yet, that's at youtube.com/7thStarPress and spell out 7th Star Press. But yeah, please do. Follow us there, subscribe, and check out, you can check out our episodes. We cross-post them, and yeah, we just put his up just a couple days ago, and so we'll be probably putting up another one here in the next day or so. And then Sandy Lender, the Genre Blender, is in the chat room. So I got some great folks in the chat room to join, and so catch us up, Beck. What's been going on with you?
I've been busy, busy, busy. I've been helping my parents pack up stuff. They're moving in a new house. After 28 years, they are moving to a brand new house. So we have been busy up here.
That's some
packing
work.
Up all their stuff. Yeah. It's kind of strange. I just keep walking through this house thinking I literally grew up here, and they're moving to something better. I'm super happy for them, but it's a weird, strange feeling. To say goodbye to your childhood home.
I was thinking of that, yeah, because, I mean, that's yeah, it's been that long, so that's been most of
your
existence. Yeah.
Right. They got this house when I was just turned 10, and I'm 38, so I really don't know anything but this house. And the kids don't know anything but this house, so it's new, weird changes all around. The changes are good, and I'm excited for them.
Yes,
but I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back in Kentucky tomorrow.
Yes, Kentucky misses you very much, and
I know a little cat. I know a little cat that misses me too. I'm sure Vicky's thinking, "Where is she at? Why is she not here?"
Two cats. There's two cats.
Well, Albert's just gotten put out by now because we're all gone.
Oh, he's
so we're
he's been
excited.
Going around,
we're excited to come home.
He's been on the prowl looking for everybody, but yeah, he's a good boy. So he's well behaved.
Vicky's
actually not been too cantankerous. She's been quite kind of settled today. So tomorrow she definitely should have plenty of energy for you. Don't worry.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, they give me a lot of joy and fun for sure. And I should probably give some Imaginarium updates because we had a slew of them again since last week. Like I said, every week, and it is so early. I mean, we are way ahead of things from last year and just got tons and tons of stuff. And you're going to recognize more of these names because last week we gave you several spotlighted guests and panelists. And, well, we've got more panelists and more spotlighted guests. And we also have another individual patron we want to acknowledge. So first, I'll acknowledge our Imaginarium 2024 individual patron. That is Aaron Christopher Drown, a great author, also a great graphic designer and cover artist, a multi-talented fellow, great, great guy. He actually is the one that did our revised Imaginarium logo. And, just a fantastic talent. Appreciate him coming aboard as a patron. We are going to do an outreach for that this weekend. So if you are inclined, yeah, it's a one-time fee. But, yeah, these help a lot. They're only $75. But that gets you onto the site and also in our program and also acknowledged at the awards banquet opening ceremonies and all kinds of stuff. So if you would consider it, we really appreciate it. But, yeah, we'll probably do an outreach for that tomorrow and through the weekend. But then we also want to share with you that Carrie Canetsy is coming back to be part of our awards banquet presentation. She is the amazing, like, over 6 foot tall, just muscular, awesome lady that you saw probably out on the floor because they had a table out in Creative's Alley. But she is a pro wrestler, a fitness professional who has national and state records, holds a holder of state and national records. And she is also an actor as well. So, yeah, definitely making some great moves with her career. Her wrestling debut and subsequent matches have gone really well down there in Florida. So she is making headway there and can't wait to have Carrie back. But, yeah, she's been named spotlighted guest and will be back at the awards banquet. Then we also have in the area of spotlighted guests, we have, well, tonight's guest, actually. So, well, I can't avoid it, so I got to say his name. But, yes, R. Kyle Hanna, who is the awesome author, editor, and one of the co-founders of Jumpmaster Press. I won't say everything about him because I need to give him a fancy Star Chamber show-worthy introduction here in a few minutes, so we'll hold off on that. But, yes, he's been announced. And then we have a bunch of great panelists that got announced over the past week since last show, and they include William Sterling, Aaron Crittenden, C.V. Walter, Kevin A. Davis, Sarah Marion, of course, Per Bastet, Dwan L. Hearn, yes, that is the one and only Moon, who's in the chat room as we speak, and then Jonna Hayden and Alfred Mueller. So, yes, it's 8 new panelists, and then, of course, 2 spotlighted guests and an individual patron. So, Beck, I think that's not bad for 1 week.
No, it's not. You have been busy, busy.
Yes, we have. It's not easy, yeah, with Holly down right now. So we're doing our best to, as they say, to hold the thin red line, to use a British military phrase. Yeah,
we're just gonna put Holly in a bubble. That's the only other answer we have. Just put her in a bubble so she can't ever get sick again, and that's our
that's
cure.
That's what I'm beginning to think. It's oh, man, it's just been a roller coaster since Imaginarium.
And, it has.
Had a major situation that finally got the right antibiotics and got that under control, and then this came right on the heels of that. I mean, there's almost like no break in between recovering from that and then having this onset of this bronchitis. So, I mean, it's like literally back-to-back as you could possibly get. And so, yeah, I mean, like I said, serious enough that we were in the ER on Sunday, and that's just – so any good vibes and prayers and all that is very welcome, and hopefully Holly will feel up to doing the show next Wednesday. But, yeah, we definitely want to make sure you all got a show this week. And so, Yes, Beck stepped up, and then she happened to be free tonight. So, yes, yeah, we have a show. We aren't going to go the full length. I mean, if it does run a few minutes over, we will, but we are going to go about just a hair shorter than usual. So we're going to go up until about 10 p.m. Eastern our time, and which is where I'm in. So about 10 p.m. Eastern. So it'll be a little bit shorter tonight, but it will be a great one. So
the show has to go on.
Yes, the show must go on. And we're going to recognize a couple of great folks that brought you tonight's show. One, you heard her name already, Sandy Lender, the Genre Blender, and, of course, the fine folks heard of Bastet. And you heard one of them announced tonight as a returning panelist, Sarah Marion. And without giving too much away, the next day you're going to see another announcement that will include T. Lee Harris and Marion Allen, the literary triumvirate of Per Bastet. So let me give you a little bit of Per Bastet, and then we'll come on over and give you that awesome October spot from Sandy Lender that is themed beautifully for this Halloween season. So, but here for Per Bastet. Per Bastet Publications is a small press based in the Louisville metro area specializing in speculative fiction and other outside-the-box books. With 40 titles in print and ebook formats and a handful of audiobooks, Per Bastet offers a little bit of everything. Follow the investigations of Private Eye David Blaze and M.B. Dabney's An Untidy Affair, a historical mystery set during the 1985 police bombing of the Move House in Philadelphia. Or join the psychic private investigator Alan Rodriguez of New Mexico in Handful of Dirt by Janie Franz as he tries to clear an elderly man wrongfully accused of murder. You can find these titles and more at PerBastetPublications.com. At Amazon, or you can find the press in person at regional events such as Prime Crime in Indianapolis in October, or next year at In Conjunction in Indianapolis and Louisville's Imaginarium Convention, both in July 2024. Per Bastet Publications, where timeless tales unfold. So thank you, Sarah, Marion, and T. Lee. Appreciate you guys very, very much. And so, yes, now a little bit about Sandy Lender.
Do you want nightmares for the Halloween season? I got you, boo. Let the demons, poisonous Adras, monstrous Rifel, evil sorcerers, wicked dragons, and all manner of unsettling characters of the Choices series haunt you this October. But don't worry too much. The amazing Amanda Charisse is learning all she can to protect you from what lands on her balcony at night. Get your copy of Choices Meant for Gods from author Sandy Lender. Available now everywhere fine books are sold.
Thank you, Sandy. I love that spot. And yes, folks, make good choices this October and get some books from Sandy Lender. You just cannot go wrong. So, well, Beck, it looks like our guest is on deck. So I don't think we should waste any time since we're doing a slightly
shorter show.
We should
not. Let's do this.
We should not. So let's do the proper introduction. Yes, tonight's guest is the author of a dozen novels and numerous short stories. He has received many awards and recognitions, including two Pinnacle Awards, an Imagine Award, and was named one of the 50 great writers you should be reading by the Authors Show in 2016. He is also a co-founder and editor for the award-winning multi-genre independent publishing house Jump Master Press. He is a favorite of the Star Chamber Show, a favorite of the Imaginarium Convention. So tonight, I welcome the one, the only, the awesome, R. Kyle Hanna. There you go.
Hey, guys.
You should have your mic on. There he is.
Hey, guys.
Good to hear you. Fantastic.
Yeah, we are. This is the Jumpmaster Press mobile division. We're on the road tonight.
Nice. This is, yeah. Well, I knew you guys are so high tech anyway. I know that you guys probably could broadcast some satellite or orbit if you wanted to out in space. But yeah.
Stephen, that is classified, and I don't want to talk
yeah.
about it.
Well, you have us, you have Beck and I tonight, because poor Holly has had a
we
real rough
ride
on the health
either.
Side.
Yeah.
But,
I wanted to say let Holly know we're pulling for a speedy recovery.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But yes, we wanted to have something with a nice little Halloween theme, but and it was a perfect kind of convergence when we had to move our show, because you guys have some amazing stuff that is exactly that, Halloween themed, going on this month. Campaigns that are Dracula themed, and have Dacre Stoker, one of our favorite folks, an Imaginator last year, involved. And so I wanted to I want to cover everything with you tonight. But I think that is definitely, you know, a headline bit of news, and I know you want to talk about it. So yeah, tell us all about these projects. This is exciting.
I'm going to start with our horror collection at Jumpmaster Press. We currently have four books in the horror genre, and I've talked about them all week. For all of your listeners, if you'll go out to to YouTube, search for Jumpmaster Press, hit that subscribe button. We've got audiobooks. I do a weekly vlog out there. We've got Five Star Fridays that are back. So that way you can stay abreast of all the silliness that we're doing at Jumpmaster Press. But we have four books that fit the horror genre. One is called the Tetralogy. It is four young adult horror novels in one volume. I've got the Eidolon, which is a monster hunter, dark fantasy horror kind of book. And book two should be out sometime in 2024. Those are available at jumpmasterpress.com. We have an anthology of short stories available. And for my vlog earlier today, I highlighted Charlie, which is an 80s slasher. So if you like Friday the 13th and Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street, this book is for you. It's all about going back to your 10-year high school reunion and a serial killer is on the loose. So a lot of fun and frivolity there.
That sounds cool. Yeah, that's right up my alley, being a child of the 80s horror genre. So, yeah, sounds like a good one.
Yeah, definitely check out Charlie. But our big push right now, just in time for Halloween, is we have a Kickstarter that started Tuesday, and I can provide some links to your listeners if you want, or you go out to Kickstarter and look for Dracula Black Spine. And what we've done is we've taken Dracula, Frankenstein, and Picture of Dorian Gray and put them in a all-black volume. The pages are black, the covers are black, and the writing is in white and silver. So we call it the Black Spine Books, and it is something to behold. I think you saw some of them at the Imaginarium this year. They're on sale now. They're available for purchase. And they feel good. They've got the soft touch binding. And they almost melt in your hands. They are fantastic.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
And, yeah, your guest this year was Dacre Stoker, so we met him. And he instantly fell in love with the Dracula and the Black Spine. He has been pushing for years to get back to the Man in Black, Dracula, Man in Black. And this set of books, especially Dracula, fit his vision perfectly. And what he has done, he wrote a two-page introduction for us that's in the Dracula books, and agreed to sign 250 copies, signed and numbered, by Dacre. Those are available in the Kickstarter. And so head over to Kickstarter right now and just purchase the books. You don't want to miss this, because this is going to be the start of numerous collections of Black Spine books from Jumpmaster Press.
Oh, that's awesome. And looks like we already got orders from the chat room. Sandy Linder says that she pre-ordered her Black Spine edition through the Kickstarter this week.
I saw that.
And, Dewan chimes in, says they are beautiful. Sandy says they feel like butter. And Dewan replied, melts in your hands. Nails it.
There you go. Yeah. A couple of other things we got as part of the Kickstarter is there's you can get a one-on-one session with Baker. I think it's a one-on-one. Maybe it's a Zoom. We limit it to maybe 50 people, where you can get on, you can order a copy of Dracula signed, and then get on with Baker and talk about Dracula and Bram Stoker and all the things he's doing, because Dacre is very, very active in his own right as an author and with comic books and novels and stuff. He's in Ireland right now at a Dracula Fest or something. So he's helping us push it. We're helping push his because that's what we do in this community. And guys, just go out and hit that order button and back the project.
Yeah, Baker is a great guy to work with. I mean, I think anyone that came to Imaginarium can tell you how, and obviously you know, how approachable he is, how just what a nice guy he is. And you mentioned, yeah, his overseas stuff, which I am dying to go to. He does these tours of all the, like, historical locations and things and tied to the Dracula novel, and I would love to go on a tour with him. Because we did a show
absolutely.
With him about that, and yeah, he had all kinds of like interesting anecdotes and stories, and yeah, it's got to be an amazing tour. But you're right, he's a lot of people I think are coming to realize just what a great writer he is, and he's written a prequel to Dracula, a sequel, and these are all officially of course sanctioned with the Bram Stoker estate, and yeah, he's got a lot of material that he has produced in his own right as a writer, and good
absolutely.
Stuff. So, yeah, Supertown. Yeah, it was 125th anniversary just about a year or two ago, I believe, was the 125th anniversary of the novel, the Bram Stoker novel.
So yeah, that's the big push we've got right now is the Kickstarter, of course, and then. All the month of October, all of my video blogs have been horror-oriented with all of our books. But something near and dear to your heart is the anthology we put out in July. It's Jump Master Press and Seventh Star Press. The availability of that for your listeners, the ebook anthology is only going to be around about two more months. At the end of this year, we're going to take it off and let the writers, do their own thing. And what we've done is for our authors at Jumpmaster Press, we are putting these novellas into print. And Sandy was kind enough, speaking of Sandy Linder, to review every story in the anthology. And I have taken her 25-minute review, and I am cutting it up into a review for each of our authors. So 2 weeks ago, I did The Rise of Xing Yi from E.G. Rowley, and he's working on the second part of that one as we speak. Last week, I did my Rogue and Warlock story, and tomorrow, I think I'm going to do Jeannie Hart's Notes of Enchantment. I truly enjoyed that story, they're coming out in print over the next month or so. And I tell you, those are going to be great little $5 books that'll be on our website. The authors are excited. And I tell you, the entire anthology, all 13 stories, there was some fantastic writing in there. I was excited to be able to read and edit those stories. And for those of you who haven't gotten the ebook anthology, it's still $1.99 on Amazon. And you get 13 stories for $1.99. You cannot go wrong with that.
No, that was a great deal. And, the authors, and this is just, one after another, just fantastic stories. And I'm speaking as a writer and editor and publisher myself. They were just phenomenal, and I love the fact that you're doing that, putting these out in print on your Jumpmaster authors. I think that's a great great decision now because, yeah, people love to have, like, more inexpensive books. Yeah, definitely
good
move. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a few $5 books on our table at conventions, and, you know, people love them because they're inexpensive and they're pocket size. You can carry them with you. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because Sandy put that review on her channel and I watched the full 25 minutes and wow, I mean, talk about an overview. I mean, just broke down every single story all the way through.
Her energy, of course, was always great. I was amazed and enthralled that, to sit down and take all the time to read them and then do the reviews. I mean, Sandy did a great job. So thank you, Sandy, if you're listening.
Yeah, she's definitely listening. She's in the chat room. Yeah, she was commenting on how I got to make sure I get this word right. She said Gene Hart's story is fabulosity. So, yes, this is a word that Sandy's coined, fabulosity. And I guess she's been talking to her about doing a music-related panel with her at Imaginarium. So I think they're chatting about something.
If you want them to come, let me know, and I'll make sure that they get the invitations. But all the authors did a fantastic job. Go out to Amazon, $1.99, 13 stories. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 370,000 words.
Yes. And I do want to give a shout out to Gene because that cover that he designed for this, I mean, I think it's beautiful. I want to actually print that out and put it on a wall or frame it or something because that was a gorgeous cover.
And he did it all in like 5 minutes. He's a master.
He did it quick. I don't know how he does it. It's like, man, I would love to be able to create covers like that quickly. that was fantastic. But, yeah, Gene, I mean, you two are two of my favorite people in the indie book world, of course, and it's never a dull moment around you two. And, of course, we always joke, you're the Moses and Aaron of the publishing world. But, yeah, it's just great.
We feel the same way about you and Holly.
Up. But the stuff you cook up is great. But you, I mean, well, let's focus on you as a writer, though, because I want to make sure that we get a little exposure to that side because you're pretty darn good at that and
definitely been well
recognized. But amidst all this press activity, how is your writing going? What's on the slate for what's your work in progress is like?
Well, I'm finally getting back into it. I took a break to concentrate on my authors at Jumpmaster Press and, get their editing done and such. But I finally got into it. You said earlier, multi-genre writer. And my next book, which will be out next year, is something different. I wrote a detective story with one of my authors from Jumpmaster Press. She had posted something on Facebook. It wasn't even a writer's prompt. It was just kind of like a joke. And we started bantering back and forth. And before we knew it, we had a story. We had characters. So it's a female detective named Rose Thorne. And the story goes, her father named her Rose Thorne because she was a thorn in his side. So that tells you right there where she's coming from. And what Dawn and I ended up doing is I wrote the action scenes and a lot of the plot points. She came in and wrote all of the woman parts. So what you're getting is a very feminine detective that really kicks butt with the action-oriented plot that I normally write. And it's a great blend of both worlds. Our editing team absolutely loved it. The beta readers that we have loved it. So that's coming out next year. And I'm looking forward to getting it on the table, seeing what other people think.
Beck, this one sounds up your alley. I know you're wanting to comment on this. That sounds right up your alley. She there?
Sorry, I had to mute for a minute so you couldn't hear Addison's heavy breathing and snoring in the background. I definitely want to get my hands. Actually, I want to get my hands on all the books he's talked about tonight. I'm literally making a list in my head thinking, I want to read these so bad. When can I make time? Because, you know, I live at work.
I got home. I'm standing in my office, and this is where I spend 8 to 12 hours every day, right here in my home office, either editing, writing, or, you know, whatever it is. But, yeah, you get all of the books I mentioned tonight available at jumpmasterpress.com, and Rose Thorn will be out early in 2024, also available at jumpmasterpress.com.
This sounds like something
go ahead.
That me and Holly both are going to want to read, to be honest.
You're welcome to it. I'll have copies at Imaginarium next year, as always. So,
yes.
Who knows? We may get to enter it and see if it wins something.
Hey, you never know.
But, that is awesome.
But that and luckily, as since you asked about my current work in print, I've been working on a storyline for almost a decade here and there, and it's finally coming to an end. I've got 2 chapters left to write in the second book, and this will be done. It's going back to my roots as a sci-fi. It's a sci-fi shoot 'em up, Earth and Mars and Luna Academy and aliens, and my editor went through the first book, loved it, so I'm putting the final touches on the second book, and that 2-book volume should be out late next year. It's called The Terran Coalition.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I love the fact that you are also a multi-genre author. I can relate to you and Matt as well. What was the impetus to do a thriller detective type story? What made you choose to do that project?
Well, we named her Rose because what Dawn, my co-author, she posted on there. You may have seen it. Someone purchased rose pattern sheets. And they took a picture of it, and it looks like blood spatter all over a bed when you take a quick glance.
Mm-hmm.
So that spawned a serial killer that leaves rose pattern sheets as his calling card, or her calling card. I'm not giving that away. And
nice.
So when you get into the story, she's the tough, the junior partner, but her partner is getting retired. He doesn't want to be. So there's some conflict there. Her boss hates her, so there's some conflict there. Her love life is going to crap, so there's conflict there. And all of this rolls together into a, not a preachy, but a faith-based, just a little bit of a faith-based finding your way to a more spiritual life undertone.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got action.
Nice.
You've got spirituality. You've got women. You've got, you know, guys that hate everything. There's just a lot going on, and it's a great little story. So, I'm looking forward to getting that one released.
Nice.
And Dawn is a fantastic author in her own right. She's got a vampire and werewolf series, 4 books out, and so teaming up with her is just fantastic, because we met at our very first publishers about 10, 12 years ago. We've known each other for over a decade. We finally got a chance to write something together. And it turned out pretty well. We're already talking about a sequel.
So how's the process work with co-writing? Because I know some people, they'll have one person writes a chapter, the next person writes another chapter, and that's one process. But how was the process of co-writing? How'd you do it? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are curious about how that works.
Well, I mean, it's just like everything else. There's 1,000 ways to do it. Find what works for you.
Yeah.
But what worked for us, we went through together on the phone or via Zoom, and we did the outline, and then we started filling in blanks with plot holes or plot points. And then, I would write something, not necessarily a chapter, but, I would write a lot of the main action stuff. And then she'd come back in and fill in with all of the female characters. Basically, I wrote all the male parts. She wrote all the female parts. And we meshed it all mm-hmm. together, read it a couple of times each. And I think it turned out very well. It was my first collaboration. So, I have nothing to judge it by, but it worked out for us.
That's interesting. Yeah, because, just melding, two writers with different styles into, together like that. I mean, I have not done that myself yet, so that's why I love hearing you talk about that.
It's like anything else. You play to your strengths. Like I said, I like to throw plot twists, and I'm an action writer. She is definitely the more slow it down, get the backstory, and make the characters pop. So it was a good mix. We played to each other's strengths, and there's some scenes in there that I had a absolute ball writing, and I hope readers enjoy it.
Oh, I definitely think you will. Yeah, I can tell. Well, I know for a fact, I know as far as the genre, I know Beck and Holly, that's right up their alley. And I know I love your storytelling, so I have no doubts. I like it as well.
I'm already making it in my head to make sure I can get this book. I'm super excited.
Well, if you're at Imaginarium next year, I'll have copies, and I'll be happy to sign them.
We will definitely be at Imaginarium. I don't think Stephen would ever let us not be there. We will definitely be there, and we wouldn't want to miss it. We wouldn't want to miss it either, but yes, we will definitely be there.
Yeah, I think your kids would have our head, Beck, if you didn't there.
I'm not for sure they would ever forgive us if we would come up and we couldn't be there.
Oh, that's
like, I wouldn't even want to know. I wouldn't be the one to tell them if we couldn't come. It would have to be you. So we will be there.
Yeah, no, I don't relish that job ever. So, but we're making a shopping list here for Jumpmaster Press titles. I think tonight,
yes,
I think
definitely.
That's the plan. And,
well,
and Kickstarter campaigns.
If you want to wait till July, great. If you can't wait, just remember JumpmasterPress.com. And if you're on social media, please give us a follow. Just search for Jumpmaster Press. We're on Facebook, Twitter X, Instagram. We have a TikTok page. Our YouTube channel. Let me tell you about the YouTube channel. For your listeners that love audiobooks, all of our audiobooks are now out on YouTube. You can listen for free. Again, search Jumpmaster Press, hit that subscribe button. And we've got everything from Armin Shimerman's Betrayal of Angels. Most of my books are out there. Rose Thorne is with my voice narrator right now. Gene's got all of his out there, plus Rise of Xing Yi, his novella. So you can just go out, listen to that for an hour, hour and a half, however long it is. Or if you've got those big car rides, 7-8 hours of Gene's voice, or the guy that does all of my stuff is Rick McVeigh, and they will keep you mesmerized. I don't do the voice acting. I know my limitations, and that is definitely not in my repertoire. So I'll stick to right.
Yeah, Gene's voice is it's amazing, but definitely speaking of trips, they're bantering in the chat room now. They're plotting to vacations to places that will align with settings in their books so they can get good tax write-offs. So I guess you've inspired a lot of discussion now in the chat room.
There's a funny story about that too. My last book that came out last year, 1,000 Cuts, it was a futuristic crime thriller. Part of it took place in Tampa, Florida. And I hadn't been to Tampa in years, so I pulled up Google Earth and I mapped out everything and I took pictures and all this. And after I'd written it, we did Tampa Bay Comic Con and get down there, and I'm standing in right outside my hotel room, and I look up, and that's where my story took place, literally across the street from where I was staying. So I started taking pictures, and I was walking the path that my characters were taking, and I was like, this is too damn cool. And when I got back, because it had not been published at that time, I tweaked it a little bit. So if you go out and get 1,000 Cuts, all of the streets, mm-hmm. be it Knoxville or Atlanta or Tampa, you can follow along on Google Earth the entire route that my drivers drove, all of the places that were robbed, because it's a crime thriller, all this stuff. You can just follow along and go, holy cow, it was fantastic.
Well, Sandy's down there in Florida, so maybe she could jump on it sooner than the rest of us and do this, follow the path, check all these places out. We'll have to send Sandy with her camera, too, so she can do YouTube. Maybe she could do like a YouTube travel documentary following Kyle's path here in Tampa.
Our on-the-spot reporter, Sandy Linder, reporting for the Imaginarium. There you go.
Something like that. But that is cool. That is cool. Now, I'm glad to hear that, as far as Gene's series, because, man, I love how he's developing a series based on the Eastern or Asian style of dragons. I think they don't get enough love yet, and I definitely think that's an area that needs some more storytelling. So that's cool to hear that
He called me yesterday so excited because all of the plot points fit in perfectly, and he was feverishly typing on his keyboard, and I'm like, well, you're good for an hour or so I'll leave you alone. But he's excited about book two. I'm still contemplating working on more Rogues and Warlocks.
Yes.
Because I know Holly
Excellent.
Enjoyed the story and
yes.
actually told me to write more. So I may have to, just to keep her happy, because, got to keep you and Holly happy.
Well, Holly did tell me that she was hoping you continue that. Yeah, I remember her telling me that privately. So, absolutely, And she doesn't say things that she doesn't mean. So, definitely, she means it. Hey, we just got a comment from Sandy. She'll be, Beck, Sandy will be speaking at an asphalt conference in Tampa in January. So there you go. So maybe she can do this project while she's down there.
While she's down by the river walk, tell her to look up at the Bank of America building, and that's it. The Sykes building and the Bank of America building. If she can see those, she's standing where the first part of the book takes place.
Nice. Yeah, and they're all talking about travel because I guess Carol is getting together a group to go up to Salem, Massachusetts to check some stuff out. So, from what I gleaned, I was trying to follow the combo a little bit here, but staying focused on the show.
One day, me and Holly will have our time to go to Salem. Everybody's gone, and one day we're going
to
get to go.
Carol's putting together a group, evidently.
So
she's going to be a super stoker.
I don't think my life is
encourage everyone to go travel.
Yes. I haven't done enough of it in recent years as much as I'd like. I used to travel a lot, and it's just really been getting under my skin that I haven't been able to get out there as much as I would like to. So that's why I want Holly to get really healthy so we can get out there. Cause, yeah.
I traveled a lot when I was still in the Army, but when I retired, it slowed down quite a bit.
Well, you, Gene, keep a pretty active schedule, though. I mean, you guys are bouncing around a bit because I always see that awesome – I mean, you guys have one of the best floor displays at conventions that I think any press has, and I love seeing the pictures. But, yeah, it seems like to me, I mean, at least from what I see online, you guys have been keeping a little bit of an active schedule as far as live events.
Every year I say we're going to back off a little bit so I can enjoy the summer by the pool. And every year it goes from 3 cons. I'm looking at 13 now for next year.
Wow.
Yeah. The first one, any of your listeners are out west, starting the year early. Normally we start in late February. We'll go through 1st of October or so, maybe one a month, sometimes two. Next year, 2024, we're starting in January in Albuquerque, New Mexico for Albuquerque
nice.
Comic-Con.
And fantastic.
We're bringing Armin Shimerman in, and their guest list is already, like, fantastic. You got Flash Gordon. You got X-Files. Every week they post another guest, and I'm like, this is going to be a great show, and then we're bringing Armin in. So, yeah, we're starting early. We've got one in February, one in March, a couple in April, all the way through right now. And if things keep on track, I think we're looking at through October of next year, somewhere around 13 conventions.
So, nice.
And we're
that's heavy.
And we are – right now the plan is, we have traveled the Southeast. We show up at a convention like Tupelo or Imaginarium, and everybody knows who we are because we've been there for 5 or 6 years. So next year we're going further than we've ever gone. Albuquerque, I'm looking at one in Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm looking at one in North Dakota. We're going to get the Jumpmaster Press name out there. So,
right.
That's the plan.
No, you definitely do that. Albuquerque's a great city too, and I've been doing a lot of deep dives in the area because I've been doing a character that's based on, the ancestral Puebloans and the Hopi and lore and all that, and set right into that region.
Oh yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of deep dives. I love that area of the country, but. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, an Albuquerque show. That's cool. Beck's probably wanting to go there too because she has some TV shows that have people that are based in that area too. So.
Oh yeah,
she likes.
Well,
I want to go everywhere at this point. I just want to travel.
Well, you know what? Just grab your stuff. Come with us. We could always give you a little corner of the booth, and we'll sell everybody's books.
I don't take much space, so it'll be okay. You won't even know I'm there.
I take a lot of space. With 15 books, I take a lot of space. But you know what? We've got almost 40 authors now, over 100 titles available all at Jumpmaster Press. We've still got 3 books to put out this year before we start looking at next year, which is astronomical already. So, yeah, we've got some good titles still to come this year, a lot of great stuff for next year, including some sequels. So jumpmasterpress.com or Jumpmaster Press all over social media. Just follow us and you'll know.
Yes, and Jumpmaster, one word for those of you that are hearing about Jumpmaster for the first time tonight. Yeah, one word, Jumpmaster Press. Definitely a great outfit for just awesome books.
If you're wondering how we came up with that, Gene and I were both jump masters in the Army. We used to throw people out of aircraft for fun. And
yes.
So when we got together to form this company, that was the name that stuck out to us. We've got some veterans who are now writing for us, and it's been a wild ride for just 5 years. I tell you, it's great.
That's next. You'll have to have a special Jumpmaster event where you have people parachute down into the parking lot at Imaginarium or something absolutely insane like that 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Don't threaten me with a good time, okay?
That'd take the cake, I think. But, yeah, and I love where the name origin came from. Glad you got to share that with us tonight because that's something I knew. But that's awesome. And that snazzy trailer. I mean, you're going to put some road miles on that. I love your all's trailer.
Oh, my God. That thing has paid for itself like six times over. We love our trailer, and it has definitely made life a lot easier to go up and down the highways of America.
Yes. Yeah, especially when you're logging miles like you appear to be doing with Massachusetts and New Mexico and 13 conventions coming up. Wow.
What was it? 2021, I think it was. I think we did 16 that year. So.
Oh, did you do 16 that year?
Yeah. Right after everything opening back up, we went crazy and we were just going everywhere. I think we ended up doing 10 this year, and so we're looking at 10 to 13. That's about normal.
Yeah.
One a month, sometimes two, and then take the last couple of months of the year off to catch our breath, catch up on editing, and do all those little things that need doing to run a business.
Yep, and I can relate. Yeah, as far as the hours. spent editing because I live that life too. Beck can attest to that. But yeah, that takes some time. So I get you there.
It's half my day every day. Yep.
I have a writing session and I have an editing session and then everything else. So it's I relate to you very much.
There's social media and answering emails and all this other mess.
Oh God!
All the behind the scenes stuff that. Only publishers have to deal with. So lucky authors.
Yep, and if you don't keep on, it snowballs real quick. So,
real quick.
but again, all right, we're coming up on about six minutes left. So I want to circle back, though. I want to give you a chance to, because tonight, of course, keeping with the Halloween theme a little bit and the new projects. Mm-hmm. Get info on the Kickstarters and some of the levels. I'd love for you to I'm not sure what all the levels are, so
I can run through them real quick. I'm sitting at my desk now. The base level is the hardback books, Dracula, Frankenstein, or Picture of Dorian Gray. Each one is its own level, and honestly, they're very reasonably priced, $25 plus shipping. For a hardback, soft-touch book, that's easy-peasy stuff there. And as soon as my computer will pull up, I will give you – there it comes. Let's see. Yeah, it's Dracula Black Edition is all you got to search for. So the Dracula Black Edition. Oh, I'm sorry, $30. $30. Frankenstein, $30. Dorian Gray, $30. And then you get a signed Dracula plus a video message from Dacre. So he'll personalize a short message for you. That's $55. You can get all three books unsigned for $75. That saves you $15 right there if you get them all three at once.
That's a heck of a deal. Heck of a deal.
And then the signed and numbered Draculas
from Daker, $95. And then our highest tier is a signed Dracula plus Stoker on Stoker. That's the Zoom meeting I mentioned earlier,
right,
where you can
right.
get on and talk to him. And those are limited. It's $150, but you get to talk, you know, whatever it is you want to talk about with Daker, and you know, fantastic. So those are our levels.
Yeah.
And so far, it looks like it's going very well for 2 days. It just started Tuesday, and we've got 28 more days. So we do appreciate
yeah.
everybody that's supporting in this, and go out there and be a backer, because this is the first one. We're going to try to get into a rhythm to do 2 Kickstarters a year in the Black Spine. And the next one, I'll let your listeners in on a little secret. Edgar Allan Poe.
Holly.
In the spring.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And this is going to be a 5-volume hardback set in a box.
Oh, boy.
And the box is going
to
be.
That's all he had to say.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all he had to say.
So,
yeah.
So that's down the road, but we want to get through,
yep.
you know, this one first. And, Stephen, you saw the books at Imaginarium. You touched them. You know they're
yep.
fantastic. Now that
yep.
they're signed with an intro from Daker, you
yeah,
guys don't miss this
opportunity. Kicks it up a notch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we may
everybody's
have
everybody's. To chiming in for you on the Edgar Allan Poe one. Yeah, they're excited
oh, yeah.
about
that's
that already.
That's all he had to say. All he had to say was Edgar Allan Poe.
And we've got a couple of surprises for that one as well. Nothing's confirmed yet. So once we get through this one and we start advertising for that one, you're going to get, hopefully, if everything works out, you're going to get a nice introduction for Edgar Allan Poe from someone who knows Poe's work. That's all I'm going to say.
Fantastic. Yep. Fantastic, man. I'm excited. This is cool. And I know Holly's going to, she'll probably have a, yeah, she'll probably do a hiccup when I tell her this, but yeah, she'll be all
no,
over that one for
she's
sure.
She's going to, that might be the medicine to get her better.
There
yeah, that
go.
Might actually inspire
well,
her to get better. So thank you, Kyle. We can hopefully get her
oh,
back
you're
now.
Welcome. Go to Kickstarter. Yeah, go to Kickstarter. In the search, just type in Dracula Black Edition. It'll pop up, and you know, you'll see all the books. You'll see a video from Daker talking about this. And like I said earlier, he was super excited because his push right now is to get back to the Man in Black, Count Dracula. And so
nice.
This book just... It
Does
flows
it.
Seamlessly
yeah.
into what he's trying to do.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we got about a minute and a half, so I want to give you one more chance to give out your links for you, Kyle, and then if you want to give the Jumpmaster links again real quick.
Me personally, I've got a writer's page on Facebook, R. Kyle Hanna Writer. But honestly, everything I do, Jumpmaster Press.
Gotcha.
Follow us on social media, Jumpmaster Press. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X, TikTok,
yes.
the YouTube channel with all of the videos and the audiobooks. I do a weekly vlog on Thursdays, Five Star Fridays on Fridays. Just follow us on social media. You'll know what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being willing to come on an unusual night for us. We're usually, of course, on Wednesdays, Kyle. And always great to catch up with you. You're awesome, and hopefully have you back sooner than later because you always have a lot of updates and things going on. So, but thanks
well,
for joining
we,
us tonight,
we are
Kyle.
Busy. I do have one last thing. Where did you
sure.
get the picture of me that you put in your advertising?
Oh, that one, that was probably – one that was pulled from one of your shots at a convention, probably.
Gene was like,
that one.
Dude, that I'd never seen it before. Gene had never seen it before. He was laughing, and so I just had to throw that out there.
Because the only one was the one that we use for the Imaginarium has you have snow on yourself, and so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would look a little odd to have us on the graphic with you with no snow, and then you have snow on you. I had to go with something else.
It snows one time in Alabama. I'm gonna get pictures of it. So there you go.
Oh, I know. You look like a rancher in that picture. I mean, it just has that vibe. That's awesome.
Oh, you should see the other one with my other cowboy hat and the duster. Now, that one looks very cowboyish.
Get that to me, and we'll use that the next Star Chamber show.
If it snows again, you'll have one.
You got it. But thanks for joining us tonight, Kyle.
Thanks for having me on, Stephen. I do appreciate all that you guys do for us. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, my friend. You have a good night. And, folks, thanks for joining us tonight. And, yes, next Wednesday we'll be resuming our normal Wednesday night schedule. Thanks for joining us tonight. Been a great show exploring our Kyle Hanna, Jumpmaster Press, these awesome new Kickstarters, the Black Spine Dracula Editions with Baker Stoker. So go check that out. And next Wednesday we'll bring you another awesome guest. And until then, stay creative, folks.